Palestinians have slammed an Israeli court decision to legalize settlers' outpost called Mitzpeh Ramim near the Jordan Valley in occupied West Bank. The court cited a recent law approved by the Israeli Knesset that denies Palestinians of their right to claim ownership of their private lands confiscated by Israeli settlers. Anti-settlement groups revealed that the decision is an introduction to retroactively legalize more outposts which were built without official Israeli approval on stolen private Palestinian lands in the area. They add that the Israeli authorities then are slated to declare a new settlement in the Jordan Valley.
What's going on today is very dangerous. The Israeli court is using the recent laws approved by the Knesset. It's strengthening settlements and giving them ownership of properties on Palestinian lands.
Human rights groups confirmed the land grab by Israeli settlers, saying they seize lands by force, and in the future, the Israeli regime retroactively grants permits to existing permanent constructions.
Nothing's called legal settlements and illegal settlements. All settlements are illegal, and in the international law, settlement activity is a continued war crime, according to the Geneva Convention and other conventions. For the settlement specifically, the Israelis want to control all areas adjacent to the borders in the Jordan Valley. This is why it ignores proofs for Palestinian land ownership.
Experts here warn about two main goals pursued by Israeli expansionism. First, to empower settlers in the occupied West Bank, and second, to totally annex the West Bank in the near future, preventing any possibility for the establishment of the State of Palestine. Palestinians call for the liberation of all their lands occupied by Israel, both the settlements and the seized lands used as outposts. This comes as Israel's settlement activities are illegal under international law. Mona Kandil for Press TV, in front of the illegal Israeli settlement of Pesigot, occupied Ramallah.